Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I missed a couple of weeks, and so this is the first one since I did the goals episode. So today I want to kind of update on how trying to work on those goals went. And then also, since I have last recorded, I had my 30th birthday. So I thought today would be fun to do kind of 30 things that I've learned by age 30. And I know that that idea is a little, you know, a lot of people do it and it's a little cliche maybe, but I really enjoyed kind of thinking through the things that I have learned in life or things that I've decided to prioritize and that I love. And so I'm just going to share those and I think I'll still go through it pretty quickly. So hopefully it's enjoyable to listen to. But I did just want to apologize for not recording for a couple weeks with no warning. And also, I really think that it was literally the last episode where I said, you know, I want to feel okay about skipping a week if I need to, but I did not plan on what happening. So basically, I had a bit of a health issue and I was exhausted all the time and I just didn't feel like myself. I didn't feel creative. I did not have the energy to work on this. So that's my gratitude for today, is that I am not feeling that way anymore. And I just the last few days have been just so grateful for the ability to have more energy and move around and feel like myself and actually care about things again. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I am sick, especially if it's a little bit more of a serious situation, I'm just like, it's hard to care about the things you normally care about. So anyways, that was maybe a, you know, insight into just how I was only worried about me. I don't know. I couldn't be bothered to do anything else besides lay on the couch. But I'm grateful that that time is done and that I can be back to feeling like normal. So anyways, first, like I said, I wanted to check in on the goals that I talked about in the last episode and just kind of how I did on them. And so I guess at the point that I'm recording this, it would be how I did on these goals 2 weeks ago. So the first goal that I had was to have physical activity throughout the week. I wanted to do one challenging workout and then I wanted to balance the other days with walking and yoga. And I did pretty good, actually. So I'm counting my challenging workout that I did. It was a cardio video on YouTube. It was by Juice and Toya. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the account. If you want a new person to, or it's a couple, if you want a new YouTube video series to do workouts to, I really like them. I think they're married and they just have a very positive energy and they have all kinds of different videos. And so I picked one of their cardio ones. It was very challenging. I got very sweaty and it felt just productive and good to have done that. And then we also played pickleball one day that week. And so that, I mean, not that that is so challenging, but it's more like cardio, I guess, than I would normally do since you're running around everywhere. And then I did two walks and I did 3 days of yoga. So I did successfully complete my physical goal for the week. My spiritual goal, I had a couple of options for myself. It was to either memorize a verse, have more intentional prayer and bold prayers, and to write those out. And also just practicing trusting God. And I most definitely did get some practice trusting God. Like I said, had some health stuff going on. That was out of my control. And it was just, you know, it's always kind of a trying time whenever you are someone that does get some anxiety or overthinks things and there's just stuff that's out of your control. So I definitely had some practice in that. Not that I'm amazing at just trusting God and letting go, but I do think that there was progress in that area. And then I did not memorize anything necessarily. I did do like a written out prayer list. And actually what I did, I will say I was not as intentional on this as I wanted to be. as I set out to be in the beginning. But I did make a prayer list in my journal. And then also what I've done the last couple of weeks is just to have it more like on the forefront of my mind, because I'm not necessarily opening my journal every day, is in my planner that I use for my to-do lists. I will make a little list of what or who I'm praying for. And so I see that every day when I open up that list at work. The next one was social. And I think I might have already talked about this ahead of time, but I had my birthday within the last couple of weeks. And so it was nice because I had a whole weekend with friends. So that was very fun, and just kind of doing some activities and stuff with them. And then since then, we have had a couple of people over, which wasn't really my doing. It was my husband inviting friends over, and he asked me if it was okay. And I will count that as a social time because I wasn't feeling great and I was like, sure, why not? And still, you know, chatted with them and hung out. And then next is mental. I wanted to continue reading before bed, and I wanted to work on learning Spanish on Duolingo. And I did pretty well on both of those. So first of all, reading before bed, and also because I wasn't feeling well, I read a lot, even like in the afternoons and things like that. So I finished the book I was reading called Sure as the Dawn. It was the end of the Mark of the Lion series by Francine Rivers that I've been reading with my mom and my sister and my cousin. And so I finished that, and that is a thick book. I don't remember exactly how many pages, but there are over 400 pages in it. And so I was really glad to finish that one. And then I started reading Taking Charge of Your Fertility, which is a nonfiction book that is health related, as you can probably tell from the title. So it's just kind of like hormonal things and like what your body's doing during your cycle and all of that kind of stuff. So that is also a very thick book. I think I am maybe like 50 or so pages in now. So I am glad for my reading progress. And then Duolingo. Okay, if you don't use Duolingo, basically you can pick from a bunch of different languages that they have on there, and it takes you through these little lessons, and you learn vocabulary and put together sentences. And I have done both Spanish and Mandarin on Duolingo. I have been doing Spanish the past couple of weeks. And I will say, if you've been on there, you know that you can kind of cheat sometimes. And if you miss a day or 2 days, sometimes you can use a streak freeze, and it uses these little gems that you have earned. And it basically says that you did it that day, even if you didn't. So I don't know how many streak freezes I had in there, probably like 3 or 4 or so, but I am now today, I'm on day 17 of a streak. So when I started with basically not doing it at all before making this goal, I am proud of that, because I'd mentioned before I got to like a 500 day streak on Duolingo, again, using some streak freezes during all of the pandemic stuff when we had more time on our hands. And then I just had gotten out of the practice of it and wanted to get back. So feeling pretty good about that. And then my last category was creative. And I said, you know, I like creative writing. I like doing artsy things, making people cards, painting, drawing, etc. Because of being sick, like I said, I wasn't really feeling creative or inspired or anything like that. And so really the only thing, I think I might have colored a couple of times, just, you know, zoning out on the couch, but I didn't like make something new of my own creativity. So that one was kind of a bust. But again, I feel like I said in the past, especially with creative writing, it just, the inspiration just kind of has to come. So that is how my goals worked out. So if you set your own goals, I would love to hear how you did on them, and if you, you know, use those categories or other ones for your week. And I do want to continue, especially as far as like the staying active and learning and intentional prayer, all of those. Like, I think those are good goals to keep moving forward with. And I'm not going to like sit here and do a little like checkbox every day, but I did enjoy the intentionality of that. And I think the more that you do stuff like that, just like everything else, you do develop a habit, and it's kind of just becomes part of your routine. So like just how now I read my Bible every morning, I eat breakfast every morning. Now I've been doing my Duolingo in the morning. And I know sometimes people are like, don't get on your phone when you first wake up. And, you know, that shouldn't be how you start your day, like as far as your eyes and your energy and all of that stuff. But a couple of times, you know, that zone you can get into where you're like, I need to make sure I don't fall back asleep because I don't have another alarm set. I got to get up, but I am not quite ready to actually step out of bed yet. So that has happened to me a couple of times, especially like getting back to my normal energy level. And I took that time to do Duolingo so that I was like, hey, I'm on my phone right away, but at least it's like productive and not just scrolling. All right, I'm going to move into the 30 things I have learned by age 30. And first of all, I want to say, you know, I don't know what age you are as you're listening to this, but I think it can be easy to be like, oh, this is such like a new and, you know, such a different time in my life, or, you know, kind of like being nervous about turning certain ages. And I will say I didn't really feel like that leading up to turning 30. I thought I would, just because I feel like your 20s are such like a defining time in your life. And there's so much change, but I had heard so many people say like your 30s are amazing and it's like still feeling like young and energetic and having goals and dreams, but like not so much uncertainty and change that is so constant in your 20s. So I actually had so many people talk about how much they loved their 30s, or, you know, so I wasn't really nervous about it necessarily, but I did think it was a bit ironic that like right after my birthday I had this whole health situation happening. I'm like, great. Anyways, but I, like I said, came up with a list of 30 things that I have learned, and some of these are very quick, lighthearted, some of them are a little more serious, and honestly I will say some of them are cheesy. Like, it's like, of course, you know, those things are important, but it's just things that as I kind of reflected back, I am grateful to have learned or experienced. And I'm going to share them with you real quick. And then we will end off the episode after that. But here we go. 30 things I learned by age 30. The first one is how important it is to have a good foundation to build in your life and to be able to cling to what you basically what you value, what you believe, and that you can hold on to despite all of the change and uncertainty that happens in life. And for me, I'm grateful that I grew up in a really strong and loving home where I look back with very fond memories on my childhood. And I know that's not everyone's experience, but I think even if that wasn't the foundation that you have, you can build the foundation that you want your life to, you know, stay strong in. So if you look back and you're like, you know what, I didn't have great examples growing up, or I didn't feel like my home was loving, then, you know, what are the things that you want your life to be built upon? And like, if you're having your own family, then what do you want to create for that atmosphere and foundation for your own family, even if it wasn't given to you? So for me personally, that is my faith in God and how, you know, I just feel such a more fulfillment and basically like I'm on the right track when I am following him, learning from him, spending time with him. And also because I grew up in, like I said, a loving and warm home, just prioritizing family and the values that they instilled in me. Number two is trusting. I mentioned this in my goals, but I have just learned that we truly can control so little of the outcome of our lives, of our surrounding circumstances, honestly, even small things. There's so much we can't control. And as someone who likes to plan and organize and like know what's coming up, that is kind of hard for me to accept because I want to know, you know, what's happening. I want to feel like I'm making wise decisions, but it's like, there's so much you can't control, literally even about like the smallest things like your job and where you live and who your friends are going to be because of who's around and what happens in your life as far as your relationships. Like, yes, there's things that we can do to make those parts of our lives harder or easier, and we can try to make the best choice, but there's so much that could happen that like we don't anticipate. And so for me, that is just a lesson of just trusting that God is good and he has good for me and he will provide, even if I can't see that in the moment. I don't want to be just grasping for control and stressing and worrying when it doesn't turn out exactly how I want, because I truly can't even control it. And one small example, well, I guess it's not that small. One example of that is, you know, we don't have kids right now, and I don't want to like linger on this topic too long, because I know a lot of people have like different stories with this, as far as maybe they've lost their baby, or maybe they have struggled with infertility getting pregnant in the first place, or maybe you want to have kids and you're single, or any of those things could happen. But I think that was one of several things in my life that I was like, okay, here is my plan for my life. Here's where I'm going to go to school. Here's around the age I think I'll get married, and then I'll have kids and I'll live in this certain area. And honestly, I've learned, and again, I can't say that I've like gone through this great struggle in this area. But I've learned that there's so much you can't control, even literally about like having kids. Like people are like, oh, how many kids do you want? Or when do you want to have kids? And it's like, you know what? Even if I have answers to those questions, there's a lot of factors that basically go into it that I've kind of just come to the point that I'm like, you know what? If God wants that to happen, it'll happen. Gotta drink my iced coffee. But there's honestly a lot of things that are just not in my control, to where I've just let that go. I'm like, you know what, God, whatever you want to happen is what will happen. And so that's just one example where I'm like, you know what, there's no point in me stressing like, oh, I need this to happen at this certain time, or, you know, all of the what ifs that are in your head. It's like, it doesn't really benefit you to sit there and rehearse those scenarios, because kind of sticking with the same topic of having kids, like, I know people who they have said, you know, I wasn't supposed to be able to have kids, or I, you know, was doing all of these things to get pregnant and they didn't work. And then when they actually got pregnant is a time that like they shouldn't have been able to by medical standards. And I'm like, you know what? God literally is in control. He can do what he wants. So again, that's just an example, and that hasn't, you know, we are not trying or anything, so I don't have this like crazy story. I just have learned that as someone who like felt like I needed to plan out my life and really decide those things, it's like, you know what, even if I decided it and had an agenda and did everything I could, then it doesn't mean that it's always going to be the outcome that I want. Number three is to seek out quality friendships and nurture them. And I really do think when it comes to friendships, quality over quantity is ideal, because if you've got good friends that'll stick with you through all of the hard times in life, then who cares if you don't have tons and tons of friends? I do think it helps to have multiple, because then obviously like not everyone can be there for you at all times, just how you can't be there for your friends at all times. It's nice to have kind of different areas of your life that you can discuss with different people, but I don't think that it's a bad thing if you know, have just like a couple of really good friends. That is a blessing. And just make sure that you make time for those people and prioritize them, because that's who you're doing life with. And I just think that that's really special to have people you can really trust. The next one is, do not make decisions out of fear. And I learned this from Marcy, who's been on the podcast before, and I think she learned it from someone else. I think we might have talked about it in the episode she was on, but this sticks in my mind that I don't want to live my life making decisions out of fear, whether it's being afraid that I will fail, being afraid to try something new, being afraid to disappoint other people's expectations of me. None of that is a good reason to make your decision. So you have to, of course, like make your best educated decision and do what is best with the information you have at the time. But the determining factor should not be your fears. This next one is interesting because it doesn't sound very positive, honestly. But it's something that I have learned, and you're going to be able to tell how privileged and blessed I am that I feel like I've learned this in the past couple of years. But it is okay to be unhappy and to be going through difficult times in life. I think that because, like I said, I had a very good childhood, and I feel like I've had, you know, I've had struggles just like everyone else has. I've had hard times in life. I have grieved. I have had things that were scary. I've had, you know, loss. I've had all of that. But I would say overall, looking back at my life, like it's mostly very positive memories, relationships. And I know that that's not what everyone gets, and I feel very grateful that that has been the case. But I've had to learn that I am not entitled to my life going that way all the time. And I think once we can accept, you know what, it's okay that I'm unhappy right now. It doesn't mean that something's like completely flawed about the direction of my life. Like, there's going to be times that are just hard. And it reminds me of a book I read called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way by Lisa Turkhurst. Maybe it's not supposed to be. I should probably look it up just to make sure I have it right. But I read that book and it just confirmed all of this stuff that basically, hold on, let me look it up. I found it. It's called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way by Lisa Turkhurst. And that's the premise of the book, is that we live in a broken world and bad things are going to happen and we're going to be, you know, tested, I guess. We're going to have things that really are trying our patience and our willpower, and we're going to have things that we lose in life that are really sad. But it's not supposed to be this way. This is not the way that God created the world, but it is the world we are living in. It is broken and it is, you know, going to be redeemed and restored by Him. But I think just accepting that it's going to be hard sometimes and that I'm going to have things that make me uncomfortable or unhappy, if I accept that, I'm in a better place to appreciate what I do have and what I have been given than if I'm just expecting everything to be perfect all the time and then upset every single time something is not perfect. All right. Number 6 is to travel. If you get the chance, if you have the means, prioritize traveling at least every once in a while throughout your life. I just feel like it's such a different perspective whenever you're able to get out of your normal routine and your normal environment. And I just really enjoy traveling. Number 7 is to never stop learning. I'm just going to leave it at that. Number 8, make time for the things you are never going to regret. So even if that means, you know, I'm making time for rest. So whether that's a hobby that you have, making time to spend time with God, making time to be with your family, your friends, doing an activity that makes you feel refreshed, make time for those. Just making it purposeful, not meaning you have to be so busy all the time, but like, instead of being like lazy or feeling like you've wasted your time, you can purposefully rest. You can make time for those things that make you feel better. Number 8 is prioritizing movement. Again, not groundbreaking. Everyone's going to tell you if you want to have a good life, you need to stay active. But I have just really, really enjoyed and prioritized movement the last few years. I have loved, even if I don't have someone to like do an activity with, like just making time for that, for yoga, for walking, for being outside, for playing pickleball, for doing a workout video, going to the gym, whatever it is. Once you start regularly moving and being active, you will not want to stop. Like, I do not see it as a chore anymore. And I used to. I remember being a little bit lazier than I am now and just wanting to relax and not, like, I guess, call it working out. Like, I'm going to go exercise or work out. Like, that sounded like a chore to me. And now it does not. I look forward to being able to move. Number 9 is having times that are quiet in your life, having space that is not just numbing your mind with noise. I had a whole episode on this with Rachel that it was called Stop Listening to This Podcast, if you want to go back. But basically, we talked about how you need quiet in your life and you need to have times that you can actually think and pray and daydream and have an imagination and, you know, be able to sort out your ideas, and that you're not just constantly being distracted by music and videos and TV and all of that. Number 10 is find the positives of the season you are in right now. Pay attention to the things that you have that you used to dream about. So there's always more that we want. That's just how we are. We always want something more. We're always looking forward to the next thing. But take time to just appreciate the season you're in now, because you probably used to be dreaming about it. Like, you probably used to be so excited about something in your life now, whether it's like the job that you have or graduating from school or a relationship that you have or getting your own house or anything. Everyone's got something to pause and be grateful for that they used to really want, instead of just focusing on what the next thing is. I think there is always something to be grateful for in every season. And I also don't want to wish away this season of my life looking forward to the next one, because I know I will look back on it with nostalgia. That's just how my brain works. Number 11, comparison kills your joy. So do not waste time looking at other people's lives saying, I wish this, 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 because you know what? They have problems you don't know about. And I think that when we do that, we are, again, not noticing what we have right in front of us to be grateful for. Number 12 is life is better when you like yourself. And that is something I think just comes with time, is not just beating yourself up, critiquing yourself, looking at the flaws, figuring out what you need to do better. Like, I think if you're able to just thank God for the way that He made you and the skills that you have and the interests and the desires that you have and your strengths and your weaknesses, all of that, you are unique. And I think whenever you're able to just enjoy living your own life and being who you are and appreciating yourself and the way God made you, then, you know, you're not going to waste time doing all of the critiquing and beating yourself up for things that honestly, a lot of it you cannot control. So I think this is related to not worrying what other people think about you, but also don't have just negative thoughts about yourself all the time. Next is being present. It is very easy, and I can relate to this, to wish for a past season of your life or a future season of your life. But I think, and this is similar to what I said about just being grateful, but being present and living slowly and just literally enjoying the moments that you have in front of you. For example, this is the simplest thing, but for me, just in the mornings, I love to sit outside in the mornings and I like to read outside or drink my coffee outside or literally just stand outside for a few moments looking at the clouds or the trees and just breathing in the fresh air and just be present, like enjoy that moment instead of like, oh, what do I have to do next? Because that's easy to do. Or just scrolling on your phone, like be present and enjoy what is currently happening in your life. 13. Oh gosh, guys, I got off track. This might be 14. But it is to spend time outside and in nature. It is always good for my soul. I already always feel refreshed whenever I'm able to spend time outside. It just makes you, again, more present, more grounded, more involved with where you're at right now in life instead of being constantly distracted by media or our materialistic culture or any of those things. Just get outside, breathe, be active, enjoy nature, appreciate God's creation. Number 15 is family and how important it is to just spend time with family, invest in those relationships, and kind of related to what I said earlier, if you were not born into a family that you feel is, you know, healthy or that loving or that you can really like invest in and you know that it's not a good place, create a family. Like make your own community out of your friends and the people that are around you. But you need people to do life with. 16 is prioritizing spending time with God and to stick with it even if you don't see results. The results are coming. And basically this I think is just making time hopefully daily to learn from God and to hear from Him. I am currently in a season where I enjoy my time with God, but that has not always been the case. I've not always looked forward to it. Like right now in life, I love in the mornings taking my pens and my highlighter and my Bible and sitting outside if it's nice out and praying and marking in the Bible what I'm learning and making little notes off to the side and just trying to kind of find what I'm focusing on for the day. And to be honest, sometimes I sit out there for 15, 20 minutes reading and then I probably forget what I read sometimes. But I think it's just the priority of giving God the first of my day. And I enjoy, like I said, especially if I can be outside, just kind of feeling like I am in His creation, in His presence. But that might look different depending on your season of life. If you just have time to pray, if you just want to sing worship music while you're getting ready or whatever it is, just prioritize time with God because that is the one relationship that, you know, He's with you unconditionally. He loves you unconditionally. And He's the only one that has any sort of control, like I talked about, in our lives, our circumstances. Of course, I've already said to prioritize family and friends, but I think really just your peace with God and your relationship with God is going to literally affect every other part of your life. Number 17 is just finding time and ways to laugh. It's simple, but your life is better, you're healthier, you're better off if you are able to find things that make you laugh. Hopefully it's like, you know, your friends or your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever that you're around a lot of times to make you laugh, because it really just brings you out of some dark places. Number 18 is, it is worth it to work hard and to have to kind of earn what you get. I think it's easy to be jealous if we see people who we assume things have been handed to them or that are like, oh, it must be nice. But again, I said this earlier, but you don't know their struggles. And also, I think it's better when you kind of have to work for it. So just enjoy having to work for what you get and appreciating it even more. Number 19 is reading. I already talked about this earlier as well in my goals, but it literally just grows your mind, grows your vocabulary, your imagination, helps you sleep more. I know all of us have like our preferred forms of entertainment, but I think it's just so wholesome to enjoy reading a book, and it's good for you. Go get one. They're free at the library. Number 20 is to find your hobbies and what makes you feel creative. And even if, you know, for some people it's sports, for some people it's taking care of animals, for some people it's music, it's art, it's doing something active, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You can knit, you can be someone who creates video games, I don't care. Find something that you enjoy just for the sake of enjoying it and spend time doing those things. Number 21, who cares what other people think of you? Just who cares, guys? This is hard to learn. This doesn't make sense to you when you're growing up and you're in high school and people are mean, honestly. Just it takes time. You haven't found your people yet sometimes. And I think that's just something that comes with getting older, is you realize, you know what, I really don't care if that person likes me, because you find your people that do like you. And when you like yourself and you've got your strong relationships and people that care about you, you really start to not care. So maybe if you can't do that in your mind yet, like, just accept that it's coming and that it really does not matter what other people think of you. And not in a way of like, you know, I'm just going to walk around being rude to people and not care what they think. But it's like the things that I love and the things about me and the way God's made me. If people don't like that, I just don't care. Number 22 is to treasure your memories. And for me, this looks like writing and journaling and taking pictures and making picture books and sharing those with people. And it just helps me to look back on my life and see God's provision and just the warm memories I've been blessed to have that I am not entitled to. Number 23 is to create a sense of home wherever you are. I think it's so important to have a space that you feel is safe and comforting and that you can kind of retreat to when life is hard. And I know some people's home lives are hard, so not everyone can control that. But the space that you do have that is yours, just make it feel like home. And for example, we've been in a small apartment for the last few years since getting married, and we are working on buying a house. But I think even when you know it's temporary, or even if you're like, oh, this space is smaller, this isn't what I want yet, you can make it feel very inviting and comforting and a place that you want to be. So whatever that looks like for you, for me, it looks like making sure the space is clean and cozy and there's, you know, soft lighting and nice scents and just a place that I can feel relaxed. Number 24 is to keep moving forward instead of just being frozen, overthinking and wondering if you're making the right decision. And I think obviously there's a place to pause and weigh the pros and cons and use discernment. I do those things, but I think it's also easy if you're someone who overthinks, like I can do sometimes, to get frozen to where you don't even move at all because you're like, oh, what if I make the wrong choice? I think it's better to keep moving forward and praying that God will shut the doors that are not supposed to be there for you. And, you know, instead of just waiting and trying so hard to do the exact right thing that you never make any sort of decision. 25, don't worry about a timeline or what you should be doing at a certain age. I think you can, at whatever stage of life you are, it's easy to be like, oh, my friend is the same age as me and they already have like their dream job, or they already own their own home, or they have a certain number of kids, or they're already married and I'm not, or whatever it is. It's so easy to think that because other people have done things by a certain age that you also should. But then again, you're literally just wasting the season of life that you're in. So make time at whatever season you're in to appreciate what you've been able to experience and what you've accomplished, even if it's not the same as your friends or whoever you're comparing yourself to. Number 26 is literally, this is such a big thing. It should have probably been one of the first things I thought of, but just the blessing of knowing that you have eternal life and that what we see right now is not all there is means we do not have to despair about, you know, the terrible things that are happening in our lives or in the world. Like, we don't have to be like, oh no, it's all just not worth it, because we know that this is not the end and we know that our lives are going to go fast. We don't have to dread aging or, you know, what if I've missed these different opportunities, because this is not it. This is not the end. And I'm just very grateful for that. And sometimes have to remind myself of when life gets very heavy, like, this is not all there is. God has good in store for us. There is good coming and literally eternal life. Number 26 is marriage. And I am just grateful to have found the person that I'm married to. And I truly believe the whole two is better than one. I love going through life with someone and being able to work as a team. I really think, well, first of all, I'll say as I go into this, I know that marriage is not for everyone. And that's one of the things that, like, I don't think that we are entitled to, or, you know, you just have to find your person. Like, some people literally don't, and they are happy being single, and that's fine too. But for me personally, I'm just very grateful to have someone to learn with and to do life with. And that, honestly, I think it makes me a better person, because I'm not just doing everything only focused on myself. I have to take someone else's needs and feelings into consideration. And we have goals together, and it's not just me, me, me. And I've just really enjoyed the things that I've learned from marriage so far. And honestly, it's just fun. So I'm grateful for that. Number 27 is being willing to learn from other people. And this could be because they're older than you, they have more life experience than you, or literally they're younger than you and they're a kid and you just learn from their sense of, like, wonder at the world and just everything's new and exciting and they're always trying something new. Or maybe it's someone that comes from a different culture or background from you, and so you can learn from them. But basically just not acting like you have it all together or that you don't need other people. The next one is just being willing to accept change and improving your life and the life of the people around you. And don't wait for someone else to try to change things for you, or like, oh, this person needs to change for, you know, this situation to be better. It's like, what can you do to make a change, or to basically make your life better and to help the people around you? So for example, if you're like, you know what, I don't like my house, it's not comfortable, it's not whatever, but I don't have the money. It's like, okay, what can you do to make it nicer? What can you do right now to change, if not your circumstances, then your attitude, and work hard for what you want? And you know what, guys, I definitely stopped saying the numbers correctly because I have 30 things on my list in front of me, and I know I just said number 27 and then I stopped. So very sorry that that didn't sound nice and neat. And you know what happened is I didn't do them in order. So sorry about that. I am 99% sure that I said 30 things just now. Anyways, thank you for listening. I just wanted to share because I feel like it's a big deal to enter a new decade, and I wanted to just kind of take a moment to look back on my life and the things that I've been blessed with and that I have learned and that I want to carry into the next season of my life. Thank you for your patience as, you know, like I said, I skipped a couple of weeks and I hope to get back on my schedule. Hope you all have a great week. And if you want to share any feedback, any life lessons that you've also learned, anything like that, you are always welcome to write a review. Leave a comment on my Instagram. It's Morning by Morning Podcast, or you can send a DM on Instagram. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.